This afternoon, you're listening to the Todd LeBorowitz Show, Real Estate Radio and Sound Broadcast Network, AM 1260, The Answer. I'm your host, Todd LeBorowitz, and this segment is brought to you by Topaz Mortgage, our preferred partner for mortgage brokering. Well, on the phone with us today is a special guest. It is Sarah Jarik. She's Deputy Assistant Secretary for Housing Counseling through Housing Urban Development, a.k.a. HUD. Thank you for being here, Sarah.
I'm delighted to be here, Todd. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. It's such a huge topic because the HUD has a whole department that is counseling people to get into a home.
That's right. We've had a housing counseling program here at HUD since 1968, actually. The program has an incredibly distinguished track record of providing expert advice and information to consumers. And we're really proud of the work we do here to support a network of independent, nonprofit, and government agencies that are committed to helping consumers overcome barriers, understand their finances, and achieve their housing goals.
Wonderful.
So each of our counselors really helps the consumer deal with whatever housing problem they have.
Now, you said it's been around since 1968.
Mm-hmm.
What exactly is the origin?
It was part of the Housing and Urban Development Act back then, and it was part of, the very beginning of HUD only dates to 1965, so it was one of the earliest programs that came. And I think, as I understand it, there were homes built and sold and first-time home buyers that had government investment in them. And first-time home buyers purchased them and didn't understand what was involved in the repair or maintenance and ongoing obligations. And so HUD put the program in place early on, and we set standards of reliable information so that consumers understand all aspects of their housing situation.
That's very interesting because you mentioned it's not just getting the loan. There's more about like the maintenance of the house that you're getting into.
Oh, yes. We cover what we think of as the whole cycle of housing, whether it's home ownership or rental. So for homeowners or would-be homeowners, we start with how to assess whether home ownership is right for you. What are the rights and responsibilities involved? It's so much more than just a decision on a mortgage or falling in love with the house. Things like home insurance, the role of the home inspector, what the heck is title insurance anyway? All of those questions get covered if you go to a housing counselor.
That's wonderful. And as far as HUD, you guys are doing the regulations for what is industry standard. And when it comes to nonprofits and housing affordability, how do you step in?
Well, so I should step back and explain that the housing counseling program regulates and has participants of about 2,300 independent nonprofits or government agencies are part of our program. And HUD has several roles. We oversee them so that are they meeting our standards? Are their staff free from conflicts of interest? They're prohibited from steering. They have to be trained. There are all kinds of standards we put in place. But we also do other things. We distribute grants when Congress makes an appropriation for the program, as they have this year. We distribute funds that go directly to support the counseling agencies. And then we also provide training and technical assistance. As you know, Todd, especially given the recent crisis, some of the assistance available for people, especially those facing foreclosure, is very complex. We expect housing counselors to understand all of the different options and provide accurate information to consumers so that they can get the best results for their situation. And the training that we provide is a really important piece of it.
And then I'm sure you educate them to be a boomerang buyer in the future.
Well, sure. So for consumers who've really been affected by the recession in a lot of different ways, if they choose to become renters, a housing counselor can help make that change and work on, for example, the credit, reestablishing credit, so that even getting sufficient credit for a rental can be a challenge. Saving up for a security deposit is another area. And then for those who are ready to buy again, helping to make sure that the consumer is in touch with the resources available to you, that they've done a really strong affordability analysis and budget to make sure that the home they're purchasing and the loan they're getting is going to be something that they're very comfortable with.
Wonderful. Well, by the way, if you're just tuning in, I have with me on the phone Sarah Gerick. She's Deputy Assistant Secretary for Housing Counseling of Housing Urban Development, a.k.a. HUD. I'm your host, Todd LeBorowit, and you're listening to Salem Broadcast Network, AM 1260, The Answer. Now, Sarah, tell me a little bit about your background and how you got into housing counseling.
Well, I had never heard of housing counseling and I'd been in the housing field for quite some time, but I was fortunate to take a job with a nonprofit organization called Neighborhood Housing Services of New York City. And it turned out that that agency had one of the largest housing counseling programs in the country. And so I quickly learned the value of the program. I got to meet a lot of the people that benefited from housing counseling. And I also got asked to serve as an advisor or on advisory boards for some of the larger banks, real estate agents and trade associations. And I had real estate professionals who served on my board of directors as well in that position. And so I really understood the value of housing counseling, not just to the consumer, but also to other real estate professionals. I happen to have worked at NHS, Neighborhood Housing Services, from 2001 until 2009. So I really had a front row seat for the boom and the bust.
Wow. And
I will say that realizing that we had to scale up our counseling program in the area of foreclosure prevention was really sad. Not the exciting things that and positive things we wanted to do, but really needed to help people who had not had the benefit of housing counseling before they bought their home and really needed to do what they could to either save their house or transition to another situation with dignity and whatever assets we could manage for them intact. So it was quite an education for me, and it made it even more exciting when I got asked to come to HUD to help establish this new Office of Housing Counseling, which was a reorganization within HUD. And so I'm now in the position of regulating the kind of agency that I used to work for.
And for our listeners, what is your current role at HUD?
I'm a Deputy Assistant Secretary for the Office of Housing Counseling. I have the privilege of serving for Secretary Castro, and I am in charged with implementing the congressional requirements to have a program that's visible and helpful to the consumer. We were asked to reorganize the program as part of the legislation that came out of the housing crisis, and we launched the Office of Housing Counseling in 2012. Today we have about 70 staff around the country working at HUD on this program, and as I mentioned before, we support about 2,300 housing counseling agencies around the country, and in turn they've reached well over a million people each year. Last year, 1.3 million people received good information about their home and their options from housing counselors.
And it's interesting. We talk about people and we talk about a house, but what really is being affected here is families. Every person that you help is literally a family.
There's, we're very interested in the research and the evidence behind our programs. And I mention that because there's so much research coming now about the terrible damage that foreclosures and delinquencies have, you know, the impacts not just on the family, not just on a credit score or the savings account, but on the children, the health of the family, the level of stress, and the property values of the neighborhood are all affected when there's a failure in the homeownership process. So we really, on the other side, know that for people who are raised in stable homes where you don't have an involuntary move, where the family can move when they're ready and they want to, the children do better in school, the parents are more committed to the community, and certainly the economics, both for the family and for their city, is much more positive.
Well, I can't imagine a better person being in the position that you're in, because you got the heart, you got the passion, you got the experience, you got everything. Well, what we want to do is, when we come back, I want to continue this conversation with Sarah Jerick, Deputy Assistant Secretary for Housing Counseling of HUD, and we're going to roll our sleeves up and get into the real questions a little bit deeper about the myths about HUD's housing counseling program that a lot of people have about it. Coming up next.